sixth parak of Shvi'ez Mishnah Beis. We have another portion of land in the north of Eretz Yisrael, which is called Suria. This was an area that David Melech conquered outside of the main borders of Eretz Yisrael before he conquered the rest of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore Midaraita does not have Kedusha, Midrabbanan. They also said that one should keep some of the mitzvahs that Tluyas Ba'aretz. So, since it's more lenient than the rest of Eretz Yisrael, says Oisim Batolish B'Suria Avaloyza Mechuba, that you're allowed to do malachas and produce that has already been picked in Suria, even if the one who picked them is the type of person that you're concerned that he's not Shomer Shmita. But since this whole concept of Shmita in Suria is more lenient, you are allowed to work together with this person. But Eretz Yisrael itself, we learned already in the previous Mishnah, that the person is chosher, that he's not keeping Shmita, you're not allowed to help them out processing the grains and the vegetables and whatever else they pick. But to help out the person actually the mechuba harvesting, that one should not do. We're talking about harvesting something, a field that was watched. If it's hefker, even in Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to pick from the hefker. That's what everyone's supposed to do on Shemitah. They're supposed to be mafkir their produce. Yeah. And what are the tolish things that one is permitted to do in Suria? Doshim, zoyrin, you're allowed to thresh, and winnow, and dolchim, press. Press the grapes to make wine, ma'amr, make bundles. These are permitted. Part of it was that as a takona to be lenient in Suria, consulting with the churma, so that the poor people in Israel should have some type of panasa. Avaloi kaitrim, one is prohibited to harvest the grain that is growing in Suria. As we said before, or harvest the fruit of trees in a fashion that the trees were watched over. Lobotrim, not pick the grapes. Lomoiskim, not pick the olives. And in Hebrew, we see that picking of every type of fruit in Eretz Yisrael has a different title. Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva. Anything that's Muslim is the right to Eretz Yisrael, which is these Eretz Yisrael, there's certain shinuyim one's supposed to make when he processes the produce that he picked. That's only with Rabbanan. Those type of things one is permitted to do in Suria. He doesn't have to be concerned about those Raveya. But something which is offered the right to working the land, those type of things one should not do in Suria with a person who is choshed that he's not keeping Shemitah properly. So I want to say one small comment. You see that in every language, the word that has many synonyms is because it's an important word. So over here, we saw this example, the different types of picking. In the agricultural societies, every type of picking, in the case of Israel, each one has a separate chashivas to give it a separate turn. So every language has certain words that have a lot of synonyms. I'm not going to go into the other languages. But in the Hebrew language, one of the words that has the most synonyms is to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hoydes, Vahalo, Vakalis, etc. This shows that is a central part of our life, praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu.